when things are trying to warm up and haven't quite made it.
Okay. Do you have an expression for when the wind increases? Something you would say to somebody, you know, the wind is blank.
Probably, I just can't think of anything.
Maybe the wind is picking up or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's howling.
Okay.
You hear that a lot. The wind's howling.
And when it decreases, you have a term for that, maybe?
No, the only thing I really think of that comes to mind is you can hear it when there's a breeze. Sometimes you hear it whistle through the window seals. You know, your windows aren't shut tight or they're not airproof or whatever, and the wind will whistle through. But it
makes you say it like the wind was letting up or dying or calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How about, is there an expression, the weather is hotter than?
Hell.
And the weather is colder than?
Hell.
I love that. What about the weather is drier than?
It's just dry. Yeah. I hear people say it's just dry.
Good. And they'll call, you mentioned the term drought.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say dry spell or something.
Yeah, dry spell. You hear, drought is the word for this year. It's everywhere.
Is it? What about, have you heard of a Chinook?
A Chinook, the winds.
That's a wind. What kind of wind is it?
I don't seem to mind the, doesn't it bring in the warming trend or the...
That's what I understand, yeah. And a blue norther?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody really say that. I'm sure I've heard it like in the movies or something. I would think that would be a blustery, cold wind.
You mentioned your father raises, I don't know if raise is the right word, alfalfa?
Mm-hmm, grows.
Is that something that's cultivated, or you just sort of, it just grows? And
no, it's planted.
Okay.
And
are there other grasses like that around here?
People raise grains and barleys. And
okay. Is there anything that they don't really raise per se? They sort of, you know, bundle it up. Is hay like that?
Your native hay is just like a grass, a wild grass, and they'll cut that and bale it up. Sometimes.
Anything else like that?
Mm.
Any timothy or anything?
I can't think of any.
Okay. You mentioned aspen and cottonwood being around here.
Mm-hmm.
Any other trees that you think of?
Well, you have all of your elms, and they're kind of a nuisance. Your Chinese elm trees, and they seed every year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of apple trees, wild plums.
Okay.
Do
you have any pine trees in town?
Oh, yeah. Got four of them in my backyard.
Really?
Uh-huh. And they're kind of nice, except for the needles are nasty and the sap is nasty.
Do you know what kind they are?
I don't. I don't just...
And you ever heard a term grove of trees or a term for that? I'm just thinking, what kind of trees are those when they talk about groves?
I associate it with the quakeys because they tend to grow in, you know, several in a spot, and then you'll see several more in a spot.
I would use the term grove.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any shrubs in your yard? Is that something people do around here?
Shrubs, I don't know what they're called, the little evergreens that, like, you'll see over in front of the post office.
Yeah.
That's about the only, and I don't know that you'd call that a shrub.
Yeah.
There are a lot of hedges and stuff like that, a honeysuckle and lilac, and I don't know what all you would find.
What about cactus? Is that grown here now, or does that grow?
In our mountains. But there are a lot of people that, you know, kind of like the Southwest touch, and they bring them from the mountains and plant them in their yard. You will see cactus gardens here.
Okay.
But growing wild or growing, you know, just here and there, no.
Right. Do you know of any poisonous weeds or plants around here?
Anything noxious?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's what...